A particular specialty of mine has been the writing and narrating of literally hundreds of e-learning courses to help educate the employees of a very wide variety of businesses, nonprofit organizations, and governments. Here's what some of that work sounds like. Discrimination occurs when a person is treated less favorably than others because of his or her affiliation with a protected class. Federal laws and our organization's policy protect workers from discrimination based on certain protected characteristics. All persons should have fair access to employment opportunities without regard to race, sex, color, national origin, religion, physical or mental disability, marital status, age, gender identity, veteran status, or military service. A group of people who share any one of these characteristics is considered a protected class under the law. Your objectives for pediatric casualty management in the direct threat phase are no different from any other casualty. As with any active threat situation, the goals are simple: mitigate the threat and move to cover. When you're talking to a pediatric patient, be direct and use simple instructions. Case study: sexual harassment can prove costly for employees and for organizations. California courts have supported jury verdicts that include punitive damages that far exceed any actual harm, such as lost wages or emotional distress damages suffered by the harassment victim. California law also holds supervisors who engage in sexual harassment personally liable for paying these awards, including punitive damages. In one record-setting example in 2012, a California jury awarded $167 million to a former surgical assistant who had been sexually harassed at her hospital job. The largest part of the award, $125 million, was punitive damages.